Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and we've got a great show planned for you tonight. I'm so glad that you took time out to be with us. We're asking that you can call someone and just let them know that we're on the air tonight. That would be great. Let's go ahead and start welcoming our co-host because we've got a lot to cover tonight. And I'm going to ask, I'll come back on and ask you all this again later. But we're going to certainly ask that you all try to confine your comments to 20 seconds or less, and we'll come back and remind you of that throughout the show. So please keep that in mind. Let's go ahead and welcome International Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, thank you for joining us. Welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Yes, it's great to be on the show, Dr. Walker, and we're just excited and just, restoring and improving relationships, and you know, we're very, very excited about the program we have to support and helping struggling humanity. People in Jamaica, Haiti, Bahamas, Mexico, and Africa, and just different geographical, the Philippines, and so on and so forth. And Dr. Walker, we're making some changes. It's very, very important. If Sister Sparkles is on, we want to make a just take about 15 or 20 seconds so she can share some new changes in our giving. Are you there, Sister Sparkles?
Yes, Pastor Roll. So those that are wanting to do a sponsorship for our Thanksgiving giveaway baskets, it's actually going to be gift cards and all, you can contact Dr. Jesse Walker's office and leave a message, and we'll get back with you. We're having slight website challenges, but we're hoping to get that taken care of soon. But the number that you can call is area code 347. What are we at? Sorry, y'all.
786-399-6111. 786-399-6111. 786-399-6111. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. Thank you. So if you wanted to do any kind of sponsorship or whatever for the Thanksgiving giveaway this year, we would greatly appreciate it. Give us a call, and we'll return the call back. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, and welcome to tonight's broadcast, Sparkles. Let's go now to Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Good to have you.
Good evening, everybody. Nice to be back. And I apologize, my hours at work are sporadic, but it's nice to be on the air tonight.
Oh, no problem. We're just glad to have you. Let's go ahead and bring in Ricky to the rescue. Ricky to the rescue, great to have you.
Oh, yes, it's great to be here. Good afternoon, everyone. Looking forward to what the show entails today.
All right, let's go ahead and bring in Miss J. Miss J, thank you for joining us. Good to have you.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be back on the show again for another exciting topic.
All right. Miss Jay, we're going to come back to you in just a moment and ask you to read that disclaimer for us. Let's go to Miss Marjorie Cross. Miss Marjorie Cross, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Good to have you.
Yes. Hi. Good evening, Dr. Walker, Pastor Roll, and all your co-hosts and everyone on the line. I'm very happy to be on the show. Thank you.
All right, excellent. Let's go to Benny from the block. Benny from the block, good to have you with us.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Benny from the block. I'm excited to be on the show. Let's go.
All right, and Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer, thank you for joining us. Good to have you here.
Glad to be here on this great day of reckoning, and let's try to be the better person than we was yesterday. Let's get rocking and rolling.
All right. Glad to have you all with us. Let's go to Ms. J now for that disclaimer. Ms. J.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the programming tonight.
All right. Tonight's topic is, are you a home wrecker? Are you a home wrecker? Michelle, I want to go to you and start out this evening and ask, when somebody's asked you that question, what is a home wrecker? How would we define a home wrecker?
Okay. It would be someone who's just out to destroy a marriage or a relationship, normally with an affair, but it don't have to be through an affair. They could just be lying on one of the partners or just out there trying to keep trouble in their marriage or whatever. And they just want to destroy a relationship. That's a home wrecker, my definition.
That's a home wrecker. All right, Benny from the block. And once again, you all, we're going to ask and respectfully and lovingly ask everyone, if you would confine your comments, please, tonight, you all, we got a lot to cover, to 20 seconds or less. 20 seconds or less. Because we may put it on a timer tonight because we got so much to cover. So, please, that starts with me. I got to confine my comments 20 seconds or less. All right, so Benny from the block, let's go to you. Ben from Block, how would you define a home wrecker?
Anybody who deliberately comes and breaks up something that's already established, something that's good, and with the mere purpose to get something out of it, the question becomes, what can I get out of this without having to put anything back into it? And that's what my definition of a home wrecker is.
All right. So, Darren Deedy, based on what we've heard this evening from Ms. J and Ben from Block, do you have to be married in order for somebody to come in and consider themselves a home wrecker? Does the parties have to be married, or could you just be dating?
You could just be dating. It could even just be a close friendship with somebody. Busy Nancy, if you want to call it, business, just to make trouble.
Just to make trouble. So wouldn't it be up to the party, let's say Jack and Jill or dating, they're not even married, but then Crystal comes along and Crystal likes Jack. Wouldn't it really be, is she identified as a home wrecker if she's flirting with him and trying to come on to him? Or wouldn't it come down to Jack being the one who kind of decides, well, if he wants to be involved with her? Darren Deedy, what are your thoughts on that?
That'd be true on both sides. Just depends on the whole scenario, but her being nice to him may just have him being polite, and then she's taking it further, you know, and making it seem like it's something more than it really is to the other woman. That's, yeah.
Demon Slayer, let's go to you. Demon Slayer, what do you think? I mean, is it up to Jack, or is Crystal being kind of like, you know, wrong to do what she's doing, knowing he's involved with Jill?
You know, it depends on what kind of spirit that you're entertaining. You know what I mean? You can have a Jezebel spirit that's coming to your life, but it's always up to you to make that decision to entertain that spirit. So you can't really blame the other person for home wrecking because you have to entertain that Jezebel spirit.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Roe, what do you think about that? I mean, you know, if you want to entertain that, I see life as people going to be coming up to you and trying you all throughout your life, whether you're married or dating or otherwise. They're going to come up and try you. If they see something that they're interested in, they're going to try you. And I do agree with what's been said tonight, that it's up to you to entertain that. But then some things, can you really resist? Pastor Rowe, your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, you can, you know, resist, you know, things that brings about disharmony, you know, in a relationship, you know. And the reason that attracted me so much to the Blog Talk Radio show when Sister Marjorie Cross invited me was, you know, it was all about improving relationship, improving and restoring relationship, whether it's with family, friends, co-workers, others, you know. That's what we're all about, you know, improving and restoring relationships and not, you know, breaking home, but bringing people together, you know, and that's what it's all about, you know. All is said and done. Don't try to destroy. You know, the Son of Man came not to destroy, but he came to, you know, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, you know. So we should be positive in what we do in restoring and improving relationships. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
All right, thank you for that, Pastor Rose. So, Ricky to the Rescue, let's bring you in here and ask you the question. Ricky to the Rescue, do you see it that Jack and Jill are dating, and they're having problems in the relationship? They've been dating for 6 months. Crystal comes along, and she really captures Jack's eye. I mean, is Crystal a homewrecker, in your opinion? She knows he's involved.
Yes, I think she truly knows what she's getting herself into. To just come in and start with, you know, seducing someone or being interested in someone, you are, you know, come in and almost become a demolition to someone's home.
Wow. So, Ricky the Rescue, does it matter if they're not living together? If Jack and Jill are not living together?
I really don't think it matters. I think it's more so based upon the behavior in which a person is doing and the intention in which they have. And, of course, it takes two people, right? It's just not just one person. It's two people.
All right. Sparkles, how do you see it, Sparkles, a homewrecker? I mean, how do you identify a homewrecker?
I would identify a homewrecker as in a marriage relationship, you know, someone that is coming in, either party, female or male, that is aggressively pursuing the other and knowingly knowing that they are married.
Okay, so if they're dating, are you saying that it's different? As long as they're not married, they're open season? What are you saying, Sparkles?
I would say that. That would be my interpretation.
Okay, so as long as Jack and Jill are not married, then Crystal has every right, in your opinion, to go after Jack. Is that fair to say, what you're saying? I just want to be clear.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's okay if Jack is being upfront and honest with Crystal and say, hey, I'm involved, and if Crystal ignores that and intentionally continues, then I would see that would be problematic. But the communication needs to be there. And who's the pursuer?
Okay, either way, so help me understand the difference between being married and dating and bringing Crystal in as a homewrecker or not a homewrecker. Help me understand, Sparkle, what you're saying. Please.
I would identify a homewrecker as one that is interfering or comes and interferes into a marital relationship.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sparks. We're going to actually stand by. Here's tonight's story, you all. Miss J, let's go to you before we go to the story. Miss J, if Jack and Jill, is Crystal a homewrecker if Jack and Jill are dating but they don't live together? And she's fully aware that Jack is dating Jill. In your opinion, is she a homewrecker?
You know, I agree with Sparkles. No, she's not a homewrecker, you know, because why should you resist? If they're just dating, they haven't made a marital commitment to each other. You're dating, trying to get to know the person. If that's not his person, he's still trying to get to know him, but it's not clicking, and he meet Jill, and he's up front with Jill, and they click better. That's all a part of dating and meeting your right person.
Okay, we're going to ask you all to stand by. Ricky the Rescue, before I go to the story, I'm like confused here now. So if you're involved with somebody and somebody else comes along, couldn't we just go keep going around to different people until we think we've gotten it right? Ricky to the Rescue?
Well, I guess the question becomes, are you committed to someone? You know, if you don't commit to someone, you'll never get to the point where you'll probably get married anyway. And so my question would be, are they committed to each other? Are they just dating several different people? Because I think those are two different things when you're talking about dating.
Okay, all right. Benny from the block, how do you see it? I mean, do you have to be committed? I mean, it's like, wait, okay, I'm not married to you. We have no license to satisfy the state requirements. So you're getting on my nerves. I'm out of here. I don't owe you no money. I can live my best life. How do you see it, Benny from the block?
Well, I see it completely the way that Ms. J was talking about. If I'm just dating you, I am fair game and everybody else is fair game. Until I make a full commitment to you, hey, I want you to be my woman, I want you to be my future wife, until I have made that commitment to you, it is just a open season game for finding out who you're trying to find in me. And so if someone comes by that is more presentable, that has a better everything, and they catch my eye, I'm going to look because I'm in the dating. That means you're trying to find out something about somebody. So I'm looking, and I understand what you're saying, Ricky, that, you know, you don't want to be in a perpetual always looking state, but that is not my desire. My desire is to find someone, man, find it, a woman that meets the criteria for what I'm looking for. And sometimes you meet people and we make, I'm sorry, only 20 seconds. Well, we make adjustments based on, well, she's kind of nice. You know, hey, we should be checking off boxes too. Women check off boxes. Does he have this? Does he have that? Men should be checking off boxes too. So if you come up 50% or less, you might have to up your game a little bit because if an 80 or 90% comes, guess what? I'm going to go check the 80 or 90% out. And I'm sorry, I'm just being honest.
Right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We've got a live one here tonight, you all. I'm trying to come out of this confused state, but here's our story tonight. Tonight's stories are we have India, we have Halo, and we have Greg. Halo, H-A-L-O, that's her name. So Greg and Halo, they've been married for the past 17 years. Now, they are married. They have three children, ages 11, 13, and 15. Greg and Halo are in their late 30s. For the past 5 years, their marriage has been on the rocks. For the past 3 years, Greg has been having an affair with a married woman on his job by the name of India. India is also unhappily married and shares her heartbreaking stories at work with Greg. In fact, Greg and India look forward to seeing each other throughout the week at work. They appear to be happy with their affair and actually claim to be in love with each other. Now, recently, Halo discovered that her suspicions manifested in finding out about her husband's affair with India. The woman on his job, of course, she's had these suspicions for the past 2.5 years but remained in denial to avoid the pain of a possible truth. Now, the reality of the pain has set in, and she feels the need to do something about it. So she took it upon herself to fight for her marriage by establishing a strategy to exposing this woman as a home wrecker. The following are the strategies for exposing this woman by the name of India. All right, this is what she did. Number one, she surprised her husband by showing up on his job to have lunch with him. He normally spends his lunchtime with India. Of course, this brought a lot of gossip amongst their coworkers. Number two, she showed plenty of romantic gestures to her husband while at work, which she displayed in the company's cafeteria, causing the woman to become extremely jealous. Number three, she found out that the woman was married and informed him about the affair, informed him, meaning her husband, about the affair, which clearly caused him grief and frustration. Number four, Halo also met up with India's husband and started an affair with him. Now, all of these stories are inspired by true stories. From here, everything just got completely out of control, and Halo divorced Greg, and India's husband divorced her. But Halo and India's husband continued in the affair, which was no longer an affair now. All of this mess is out in the open, and India refused to speak with Greg anymore, as she has requested to be transferred to another department at work. Greg, on the other hand, is begging to get his wife back from the arms of India's husband, and it does not look like that's going to happen anytime soon because Halo and India's ex-husband now are engaged. Recently, Greg and India had a serious argument at work as they accused each other of being a home wrecker. Ms. J, I got to bring you back in here and ask you, Ms. J, I mean, I'm really messed up with this here, but this is a true story. Greg, this is really, I mean, when I heard this story, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So now, these two that were having an affair that was glad to see each other were can't stand each other now. And now the ex, there was a movie out there like that too with Harrison Ford where this woman, his wife was having an affair with a man, with another guy who was married, and they would go away on trips. And I guess they worked together. And what happened was they were killed in a plane crash. And Harrison Ford found out about the affair. And he started dating that man's wife who was having an affair with his wife. Ms. J, help me make some sense out of this because this is like nasty stuff. What do you make from this
crazy. Here? I think you kind of lost me, but it ended up with Halo and, I mean, with Halo with India's husband. That's what you say it ended
right.
up then.
Right. Yeah, Halo
I mean,
is now with India's husband.
Well,
yeah,
we just
so
got
like
a bunch of home records. That's all I got to say. We just got a bunch of home records. Each one of them had an intent to hurt one or the other. Didn't matter how bad they hurt them, you know. And, of course, India's not in love with Halo's husband. You know, she did it for spite. That's the way it sounded to me. It's just a mess. Got a
all
bunch
right,
of home records here.
So these are home records then? Ms. J,
yes,
we're going to ask you.
All four of them are home records. You could call
well,
all
wait a
four
minute.
Of them that.
But India and her husband, India didn't start anything until she found out that her husband was cheating with Halo. And then
does
Halo.
Does it matter who starts?
Okay.
Does it matter who starts? You still did it. You know, so you it don't matter if you was the last one to do it. You a home record. You didn't
okay.
have to go that way.
Okay. So, I mean, but I've known people, men and women, to, okay, you cheat on me, I'm going to cheat back on you. I'm going to make you feel the pain that I felt. Ms. J,
yeah,
I mean, is anything wrong with that?
Yeah, tit for tat. Yeah, something is wrong with that. No one be happy in tit for tat. So if you want happiness, don't go that route.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. I think we have a... Shield of Faith on the line. Do we have a woman of faith on the line tonight? All right, perhaps. Okay, let's go to the first six numbers of your phone number. Maybe I'm getting it wrong. 830-481. Who do we have with us? All right, perhaps they were just listening in. All right, they pressed one. All right, let's go to Cassandra. Cassandra, thank you for joining us tonight. It's good to have you with us.
Good afternoon, Dr. Walker and co-host and everyone. It's good to be here.
Okay. Did you hear the story tonight, Cassandra?
I've heard some of it. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're trying to go with, if you're just listening in, you're fine. But if you want to speak, the numbers are 830-481. Who do we have with us?
This is Ms. Sarah, Woman of Faith. I'm sorry. I had myself. I was
woman
on mute. I didn't realize I was on mute.
Woman of Faith. Okay. Woman of Faith, do you think, how would you identify a home wrecker? How would you define a home wrecker?
A home wrecker is someone who intentionally tries to break up a home even though they know that someone is already with someone else. You deliberately go in to try to break up that relationship.
Okay, so it doesn't mean that you have to be married. Is that what you're saying?
No, you don't have to be married. You know, so if you know people are together and they're doing quite well, why would you try to go in and break up a happy home or happy couple? Because you want them.
Okay, but what if the man says, if he lies and says, you know, I'm not really all of that happy with the lady that I'm with, and I think you could make me a lot happier because we get along so much better. What about that?
And my reply would be to that, sorry, but you're already with a person. I don't want to be a third wheel.
You don't want to be a third wheel. But he's telling
you that's exactly my reply
he's not that happy with that person. And he would like to give it a try with
her. He's either he's with her or he's not with her. But he's with her and he's going to be going out with her, then I won't be a part of that.
Okay, so woman of faith, what I want to ask you is, so he tells you, okay, I'm going to go tell her that I'm no longer with her. And would you, you know, and I'm being honest with you, and then can you and I try? What would you tell him?
We could try, but if I see any evidence that you're still with her, it's bye-bye.
I understand. So, woman of faith, that is a good setup because the man just lied, and he can probably hold his lie very well, you know,
mm-hmm.
to when he's trying to tell you that he can't make it that weekend, that he's got, you know, sometimes we always use job as excuse, or I'm busy, or I'm doing this or that.
Right.
And sometimes people believe it, men or women. So there you have it. So, Miss J, let me bring you in here, and then we're going to go to Demon Slayer after that. Miss J, in this case, a homewrecker. So the man, Miss J, how can you find out that he's not lying? Or the woman in that case? How do you
know?
Well,
you know,
because you're willing to give them a try. You're willing to give them a chance. And you think that they could be out of love with someone and they just, like the man, I just gave a scenario, woman of faith. If he says, I'm going to tell her, and then next week, can we try? You think that I'm over that other woman by now? Not hardly.
No, not that quickly.
I mean, with me, dating you, we're not getting involved, we're not being intimate. I'm just dating you. Dating is getting to know the person. You know,
right.
You ain't got to go through all those lies with me because we just going to go out to dinner or go to movies just to talk, get to know each other, just to see whether you even somebody that I want. So you don't
mm-hmm.
have to go to that extreme with me, you know. And
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Yeah. You know, so, you know, because, you know, people confusing, you know, dating with getting married or now if you just separated from a woman, that's different because you still married. So I don't want to hear that. But if you're single, I'm single, we just want to date because, okay, like for example, I'm dating someone now, but if I see somebody else out there and they want to take me to dinner, yeah, I'm gone because I'm not serious about this person enough to just stop looking or talking to anyone else. You know, I'm getting to know this person.
I'm really confused.
No commitment has been made to him.
I'm heartbroken about it.
I am just
confused
now.
Until we make that commitment, hey.
So don't you think, Richard Rescue, let me bring you in here and help us out here. Richard Rescue could not tell, I mean, let's use me as, I'm going to use myself as an example. And Ms. J, may I use you as an example?
Go ahead.
So, Ricky the Rescue, I'm telling, if Miss J or woman of faith are willing to, if I can say, I'm going to tell this woman that I'm with, that I'm not going to be with her anymore, and I know woman of faith said this, Miss J didn't say it, but then will you give me a chance next week after I tell her? If she's willing to give me a chance that quick, I am clearly lying to her. And then now I'm going to be super nice to her, but I've got this one or two other women on the side. And it's going to be like, after a while, she's going to start liking me because she gets used to me. And, you know, of course I got my best foot on, everything, you know, my best behavior on. And then after a while, after 3 months, I'm in there anyway. I mean, come on now. Ricky the Rescue, would somebody believe me that quickly in a week's time?
Believing that you're going to be serious with them?
Of course, right.
Oh, no, not within a week. You know, that's the time you meet a person's representative. You're still talking to the person they want you to see. You haven't really saw anything yet. And, you know, when we're talking about this whole dating thing and home wrecking, again, I think it's about perspective. Because are we talking about a person that's just dating around? Are we talking about two people that's serious? Are we talking about people that's, you know, trying to go in the same direction? And no one's going to take that serious in the beginning, though.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Demon Slayer, let's bring you in here. Demon Slayer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Demon Slayer, if you've been out on a woman, when do somebody decide that we're in a committed relationship? When, in your opinion?
When you have to talk, you know, when you communicate with each other and say, you know, we're together, I think after that, you know, if you decide to go elsewhere, I think I think you don't have any dick or any cat or no loyalty as a person.
Yeah, so if you're over 30, 35, or 45 or 50, are you really asking somebody, will you be my boyfriend? I mean, will you be my girlfriend? Will you be my boyfriend? Really? Or you just start hanging out together and you're going out on dates, okay, every weekend you're expecting to be together, and then during the week sometimes, you know, you're cooking for each other or however it goes. Now, you're spending all this time together. Is that an assumption that you're together? Nobody ever came out and say, you're my girlfriend, you're my boyfriend. At 50, who does that? Demon Slayer, back to you.
I mean, it don't matter if you're 40 or 90 or whatever. You know, love never ends me. You know, I know some people got married when they were 75. So 80
right.
years old. You know, love is love. So, I mean, it don't matter if you're young or old. You know, just,
right.
you know, just be straight up with a person. You know what I mean? That's all. You know, because the demonic forces are always going to come after something that's good.
Okay. We're going to actually stand by. Crystal, I want to bring you, Cassandra, I want to bring you in here. Cassandra, if you're just dating, people can be dating for 10 years and have 3 babies or 5 babies together. So at what point, and then somebody could still go out there and have an affair. Well, isn't it an affair? Hey, I was just dating you. Yeah, you got my 4 babies or my 5 babies, but still, you know, you got on my nerves, so I went over here and did this. What are your thoughts on that, Cassandra?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can now, yes.
Oh, okay. That happens. That does happen. Not to say that it's right, but it does happen. I wouldn't want to be in a relationship to continue to have ever so many, you know, babies by a person and then not looking to be in a relationship with that person. But if that person wants to go out and, you know, do all this other stuff and whatnot, then, you know, it's time to either move on, like to say, piss or get out the pot, do something.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Darren Deedy, we're going to bring you in here for our comment tonight, our first comment. This male, he writes in, he says, are you a homewrecker? He said, I don't consider myself a homewrecker. I dated a married woman who was not happy at home anyway. Our affair lasted for 3 years. She ended up divorcing her husband anyway, and I moved on to someone else. Does that make me a homewrecker? Because I didn't cause her issue. Darren Deedy, what do you say?
I agree. I don't think he wasn't a homewrecker. And, it was her decision. She probably would have went there and listed her problems at home anyway.
So I am terribly confused. I am so confused. So Darren Deedy, even though he's dating this married woman, and he says he wasn't a homewrecker, she wasn't happy anyway. So Darren Deedy, if Jack and Jill are not happy, then, and Crystal comes along, I mean, is Crystal really a homewrecker?
Well, I would have to say she was her own homewrecker, because she shouldn't have put herself out there in that kind of avenue to, she wouldn't have been out there unless she was happy anyways, or wasn't happy. Yeah, this is confusing.
I am so confused. Pastor Rowe, what do you think? If you had to counsel someone and give them spiritual counseling, and this guy, he's saying he's not a homewrecker. The woman wasn't happy anyway. So he was trying to make her happy. You know, everybody deserves happiness, Pastor Rowe, don't you think?
Well, that's very, very true, and I agree with what Crystal, you know, said. You know, I try to, I mean, it's a lot of fish in the sea, and a person, you know, I just, you know, wait until that the cord is broken before, you know, I get involved in a relationship, but as long as that person is married, you know, I mean, you know, back off it, you know, because a lot of people, you know, they 6 foot in the grave because, you know, person have, you know, their marital cords have not been completely broken, you know. So we have to do everything biblical. We got to do it spiritually, and we got to do it, you know, correctly. And that's do the right thing, you know. We get our instruction, like I tell people, the acronym for Bible's basic instruction before leaving earth, you know. Do the right thing, biblical in the way that God would have us to do. And, you know, stay away from a relationship when a person is married. You know, that's my thoughts on that. Do the right thing. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
Thank you, Pastor Rose. So, Miss J, I want to bring you back in here because in this same question, because I'm really confused, the guy says he's not a homewrecker. She wasn't happy anyway, and she ended up divorcing him, but he moved on anyway to somebody else. So, I mean, could you just have fun for a little season?
Well, you know, this is my thought on that. I agree with, I think Dee Dee said that the person was the homewrecker. Yeah, she was the number one homewrecker. But the guy, he added a homewrecking by, you know, because if he had not ever come into her life with the affair, you know, with what he presented to her and how he made her do, she probably never would have destroyed or left her husband. So he added to the destruction. They convinced her or persuaded her or lewd her or whatever the word might be to go ahead and leave the husband. But if he had never come into play, she probably would have still been with him. So both are homewreckers. Both played a part. She started it, and he helped to complete it as a homewrecker.
Okay, so I'm confused. So Darren Dee Dee, going back to you for a second, you said that he was not a homewrecker. So which is it, Darren Dee Dee?
Well, I was listening to Pastor Rowe, and he said it point blank. Yeah, she should have ended her marriage before she pursued another relationship. So true. But, yeah, she was already, her marriage was already over in her eyes. So I think she was her own homewrecker, if anything.
Right. So the guy wasn't, so are you saying now that the guy can't be blamed? Because he said, I don't consider myself a homewrecker. So you agree with the guy, Darren Dee Dee?
No, he lost his scruples on that one too. He should not have been messing with a married woman, regardless whether she was happy or not happy.
But
Darren
Dee Dee, I thought you agreed with him. I thought you agreed with him initially. Is that true?
I did in somewhat of a way, but looking at it in Pastor Rose's way, which is true. I mean, she should have ended her relationship before she pursued another relationship. Yeah. So I would think it would be more her in her place too, but shame on him as well. He should have been. It was taboo. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, woman of faith, I want to bring you here. But woman of faith, everybody wants to be happy. So if you're miserable at home, and I'm certainly not encouraging that, but can she, if she can't afford to leave economically, or the man can't afford to live economically by themselves, then, but they want to be happy. So, I mean, you know, this guy was making the woman happy for a moment until she came within herself to divorce her husband. So he says he's not a homewrecker. What do you say?
Well, he's a homewrecker because if he knew that she was in a relationship with someone and decided to pursue it before she even dissolved the other one, yes, he's clearly a homewrecker.
She's a homewrecker. All right, we're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. We're going to ask you all to stand by. I am so confused, you all, on this topic tonight. We're going to go to the next one. Let's go to take another comment that's coming to the studio. And Benny from the block, this one's going to you. Let's go here and pull up the screen again. Here we go. This female, she says, I have a question. Oh, Benny from the block, hold on. She has a question for Miss J. Miss J, this one has a question for you. She says, my best friend has, whoa, hold on, let me get my composure together here. She says, I have a question for Miss J. She says, my best friend has been seeing this married man for the past 5 years. She likes it this way because she does not have to answer to him. I'm considering doing the same since it's hard to find a good man out here otherwise. I mean, I'm tired of being alone, and a lot of married men approach me. Do you think it's worth it? I asked Miss J because I find that she keeps it real. Miss J, she's asking you.
Do I think it's worth to get a married man, just enjoy him, or what's she asking me?
Well, she's like, you know, is it worth it? She said, do you think it's worth it? Because her friend has been dating one for 5 years. She don't have to answer to him. And she herself now is considering doing the same thing because it's hard to find a good man out there. And so she says, I'm tired of being alone, and a lot of married men approach me. So she says she's
Girl, it ain't worth it, you know, because if you ever found you the love of your life and somebody did it to you, you know, karma will hurt you. It'll hurt you. So it ain't worth it because what you do, it might come back to you. So, no, it ain't worth it. Find your own man.
Well, Miss Jay, she's saying it's hard to find a good man out here. She says her girlfriend is happy the way it is. So you're saying
find
it's not.
Find your own man. You know, it's some good men out there. Maybe you need to change the way you looking for a man, you know, because it might be some ones that good, but you got your mind focused on that married man. So change your focus. The good men are out there. You just need to look for the right type person, you know, not a married man. Your focus is wrong. And I would not condone ever, ever, ever messing with someone that's married.
Amen.
No,
well, Miss J, she says she asked you because you keep it real. There you go. I hope she got from the message from that point. Ben from the block, let's bring you in with this other comment. We're running out of time, you all. This male, he writes in, he says, I think men and women are home wreckers if they are dating someone already involved or someone who is married, even if they are unhappily married. That's just my opinion. Benny from the block, what do you think? He says it goes either way. If you're dating and involved with somebody or you're married, you're a homewrecker if you get involved in that.
Well, that's true to some degree. I also think that it comes to a level of maturity. Like you were saying earlier, when you're over a certain age, are you girlfriend and boyfriend, or what are you doing? It's a whole different methodology of dating over a certain age as opposed to dating for somebody to marry when you're young and you want to have a family and kids. So he is right from his perspective at that age. Once he gets a little older, he'll find that that's not necessarily a true and accurate statement. Again, dating is dating. And like Mrs. J said earlier, if another nicer person comes and asks her out for dinner and she accepts, then guess what? She has every right to, because we have something called free will. We don't always exercise it to our best ability, but we have that right at a point when neither person is married or committed, they can make that choice.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're running out of time here. Rick to the Rescue, just quickly, I want to bring you in here. But before we go to you, Rick to the Rescue, I want to go to Cassandra. Cassandra, are you still there?
Yes, Dr. Walker, still here.
All right, Cassandra, the question becomes, this comment comes in and says, I've been dating this man for 3 years. And, you know, he's a good guy, but I'm not all that in love with him. He really is supportive financially and otherwise. But we've been dating for 3 years, and I don't have much affection for him, but I've been seeing this other guy for 6 months, and he doesn't have the economics that the guy I'm with has, but I feel better with him, and we've been seeing each other intimately for like 6 months. So am I a homewrecker because I'm not committed kind of to the guy I've been with for three years? Cassandra, how do you respond to that? That's kind of like interesting.
It's very interesting. I would say, Dr. Walker, for her feel that way about one man and then to use another man in some way because of his finances, she's a homewrecker in her own home. Because that man that providing for her could be a true candidate for a husband. But she's not giving him that opportunity because she's looking elsewhere. True,
but,
like
I mean,
everyone's saying that. Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I'm going to say true, you know, like everyone is saying, everybody has free will. But the thing about it is if he's in your house and you've been committed to this man for 3 years, I mean, you know, she don't know he may propose to her. And,
yeah,
I mean, how's she going to respond to that?
But Cassandra, obviously her love, I mean, love has to play a role in it. And so somebody can be, haven't you known people who have been very nice and supportive, even financially, but you just don't love them? You're not in love with them? So what are you supposed to do, fake it until you make
it? Well, if he's living in that house with her, he may have some potential to be married and be in a relationship. So she's not giving him the proper relationship to go into a marriage because she have her mind over here somewhere else. Like the song says, your body's here with me, but your mind's on the other side of town. He don't stand a chance.
Wow. So we're going to actually stand by. Ricky to Rescue, I want to bring in here. Ricky to Rescue, can you explain to our listeners out here that it's not that easy to just, you know, turn your heart to someone that you're not in love with? You know, when there's somebody who you are in love with, even though this person may be supporting you financially, if you're not in love with them, you're not in love with them. Ricky to Rescue.
Yes, and, you know, oftentimes you may not be in love with the person, but you may love the situation, especially when there's a lot of money involved. And,
Yeah. You
know, you have to kind of put yourself in the mind frame of what you truly want out of life, because some people would say, well, I want money, I don't want love, or vice versa. Some people would rather have love. And I think when people get caught up in being indecisive, they would decisively be unhappy for a long time. And I think that's what often happens. And let me say this as well. I know we're having this conversation, but I don't think people do a great job in defining whatever their relationship is, because even if we just hear the conversations that are being held today, you could be with someone and they may think completely opposite of how you're thinking, but just because you share some type of emotional connection or you're there for the money and you don't have these tough conversations, you start going down a path of becoming complacent and everything becomes normalized and you just accept what it is instead of aspiring for what could be better.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, Rick, to Rescue. Let's go here now. Sparkles, let's give you this comment that's come into the studio. This male writes in, he says, I've been living with this woman for 4 years. For 4 years we've been living together. And I can't afford to live on my own, so she makes a lot more money, so she takes care of most of the bills. So he says, at the same time, what I'm doing is I see this other woman on the side that I've been seeing for over 3 years, which is my baby mama, which is my ex. But we, you know, she's accepted the fact that I can be with this other woman because, you know, it makes our relationship with my ex even better. So am I a homewrecker or is she a homewrecker or what? But I'm not in love. It goes on to say, I'm not in love with the woman I'm living with. I'm only there for the economic reasons. And my baby mama is where my heart really is, but she can't afford, you know, if I keep seeing her, I don't have to worry about paying child support. Somebody help me, please. Sparkles, what do you think? He's seeing his baby mama.
This
is
just
his
a twisted mess. I have been trying to follow along with all of these scenarios, but for this one, he needs to stand up and be a man and just go where you follow your heart, you know, and stuff like that.
But his heart doesn't have the money.
But money isn't everything.
Well, apparently, you know, it makes it, you know, comfortable because he can go to his baby mama and he don't have to worry about paying child support.
Well, you know what? That's kind of sad on his part and all that stuff. Stand up and be a man. That's your baby, right? Take care of it.
But he's not out there by himself. She's allowing him to do this because she loves him and in love with him.
Well, true. They need to have a conversation, communicate. They do. You can't have your cake and cherry too and all of it and all that stuff. Eventually, you have to make a decision.
Really? So you can't have your cake and eat it too. So what is the point, Sparkles, having a cake if you can't eat it? Help me with that.
you can eat the cake, but you just want everything, all of the bells and whistles and everything, and not make a decision or a choice. I mean, isn't that selfish?
I don't know. Let's find out from Darren Didi. Darren Didi, is it selfish that you got a cake, it's your birthday, and you can't eat it with all the stuff that goes with it?
I'm confused. I guess.
I am
That's
confused.
A figure of speech. Excuse me. That's a figure of speech, okay?
Yes. I get it. I get it, but yeah, I guess you can have your cake and eat it too. Why not?
Dr. Walker.
Yes, Ms. Jay.
This is sort of like Ricky was just talking about. A lot of times people don't get together for love or there might be money.
No, they don't.
But in this case, my girl, she's together with this man for pleasure. Oh, you know, long as you come back to me, baby, we good. So if you want to go to your baby mama, you just remember this address. You know,
okay.
That's the way it sounds to me, because he ain't doing nothing else, so he ain't got no money. He don't bring no money in now. He ain't doing nothing else.
Right.
So it can't be nothing but pleasure for her. And long as he bring himself back home to her, she don't care what he do out there. So that's
how it
goes.
Wow. That's very
real,
interesting.
Real.
We're almost out of time,
that's
y'all.
That is it.
That is it. Demon Slayer, I want to bring you in here for the next comment. Demon Slayer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, this female, she writes in, she says, for years, I've wondered why I could not get a man of my own. I often shared a married man or a man who was already involved with someone else. One day, to my surprise, one of the men I was sharing, who I asked to leave his wife, told me. So she asked this man to leave his wife. He told her, the reason you can't find a man of your own is because you are infringing on what belongs to someone else. He told me the laws of karma were in place. So I ended up breaking up with him at his own request. I'm grateful, but I still don't have a man. So Demon Slayer, I'm just confused with this stuff tonight. Is it true that the laws of karma, in your opinion, could come back on a person because she still can't find a man because she was always with somebody else's man? What do you think, Demon Slayer?
I think the laws of whoredom is in play. You know, everybody just don't want to get into a relationship these days. They just want to try to use you and for pleasure and for lust, man. It's nothing like it used to be back in the days when people used to be married for a long time. So everybody just want to get a nut and that's it.
Okay, are we going to ask you a question? we're going to, please stand by. Missy, I want to bring you back in here. Here's another comment, and they say it, this female. She says, Dr. Walker, no disrespect, but I would really like to ask Miss J a question. I've been dating this guy for 3 years, and he is clearly involved with someone already, but he is not married. I heard one of Dr. Walker's shows years ago where the women felt like it's fair game to date someone who is involved already as long as they are not married. What do you think, Ms. Jane? She's asking for you.
You know,
Ms. Jane, you want to have your own show at some point. Go ahead.
My thing is dating. You know, give yourself a limit on dating because after so many weeks or so, and if that guy not meeting your goal and you got things, you don't have things in common, you see flags, why are you still hanging in there? If you know that you want to be his one and only and you know he likes to date around, that's what he planned to do, why are you hanging in there? So, you know, you have to think about what you truly, truly want. If you want to be that second or third lady, so be it. But if you want to be the one and only, don't keep dating someone that just wants to date around.
Okay. So what if he just, you know, if he doesn't want to get married, is that okay too, Ms. Jane? Just date him forever,
well,
perpetually?
No. I'm not going to date no one that, you know, if I want to get married, which I don't, that don't have the same goals that I have for a future. That's wasting my time.
All right, we're going to ask you
to
stand by. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Who would like to volunteer to close us out tonight in about 4 minutes? Benny from the block, would you like to close us out tonight? Okay, Miss Jane? Reach to the rescue.
Okay.
Okay. Ben from the block.
Okay.
Benny got it.
Okay, Ben from the block, you'll close out. Okay, in about 3.5 minutes. All right, this comment here, Reach to the rescue, here's a comment. This male, he writes in, he says, in reference to tonight's topic, are you a homewrecker? He says, I don't see myself as a homewrecker. I clearly see myself as being placed on this earth to seize women rather than whether they are married or not. I started being this way when I found out that my wife had been cheating on me for years, and in fact, the baby I thought was mine that I had been paying child support on for over 15 years belonged to a man she was having an affair with. Now I don't trust anyone. I just do my thing. Don't judge me until you walk in my shoes. Reach to the rescue, I mean, the poor guy was paying child support for 15 years. He thought that was his kid, and it belonged to another man. Now he's just dating women, whether they married or not. And he says he doesn't see himself as a homewrecker. Reach to the rescue, what do you make of this? I'm so confused tonight.
Yes, it sounds like their brother's experienced trauma. And, you know, when he has experienced this trauma, maybe he's projecting out or taking it out on others, because when you go through something, it doesn't matter what it is, if you truly don't have closure from it or if you wasn't able to move on from it, these are the type of things that you do as your trauma response.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Woman of Faith, I want to bring you in here quickly. We're almost out of time. Woman of Faith, I mean, how can we avoid being a homewrecker if somebody lies to us that they're not married and we believe the lie and get involved with them now for 6 months? I mean, how can you avoid that?
Well, you can avoid by getting to know the person before you get involved with them.
So, woman of faith, if a man is separated from his wife, he's not divorced, and he's lying to you and saying, I'm not married at all. I stay with my mama. It's just that my mom has some conditions, can't come to the house. So what do you do, woman of faith?
I'm going to do my homework before I get involved with him.
And what is that homework?
Homework is getting to know him. Why is he with his mama? Getting to know his mother, things like that, his friends. I'm going to do all of that involved with someone.
All right. We're going to have to continue this one here. Are you a homewrecker? We're going to close out now because we're running out of time. Benny from the block, close us out, please. Benny from the block. All right. Benny, you might be on mute.
My phone was on mute. In closing, I want to say there was a time when we used to use something called intuition, which was a big, big part of most women's methodology of deciding who, if a man was decent, if a man was good. We used to also have family members, church settings, social settings, school settings, where we kind of knew the person from the time they had been raised up, how they were raised up. They had the same type of history. They had the same type of beliefs. They were generally people in our community that we knew, and those were the people that women usually went with because they understood how they were raised, they understood the community, they understood family. Nowadays, we have people from all over the world. We don't know where they come from. We don't know their backgrounds. We don't know anything. People change, hide. There's all kinds of systemic, just craziness that men and women now all have exhibited. So is it a possibility that you should be cautious about everything? Yes. Do people lie? Yes, all the time. Do we fall victim to that? Yes. Why? Because that one great gift that God gave us, which was intuition, because we don't have the moms and the dads and the families that were connected together who had sons and daughters who we knew were the same families. We used to go to church, eat together, sit around, talk with each other. We don't have that anymore. So God has amplified our intuition about people. There are always going to be signs of intuition in all of us. We just choose to ignore it. That is our choice. That is our free will. But afterwards, when everything has gone awry and everything's gone bad, we now sit back and say, ooh, I saw that, but why? Because we now operate on our feelings. My question becomes, are we all potentially homewreckers? Are we all potentially doing things that allow our homes to fall apart? I'm sorry, if a man's not taking care of his wife and his children, he's a homewrecker. If a woman's not paying attention to her husband to make sure he's becoming the man that he was supposed to be, it's a homebreaker. We always want to look at homebreakers as outside people. Sometimes the greatest homebreakers are inside our own house. Just like it says, your greatest enemy is inside your own home. Have a good night.
All right, thank you for that closing. What a wonderful closing, Benny from the block. Mm-hmm. Listen, we're completely out of time now, and I've got to get off the air tonight. And listen, but you don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. If you thought tonight was hot, you don't want to miss tomorrow night's show, because the topic is going to be tomorrow night. How do you know that you are the couple whom God has joined together? How do you know? Where the Bible talks about whom God has joined together, let no man set asunder. How do you know that you're that couple that God has joined together? Listen, we're out of time. Join us here tomorrow night. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, we'll be back here Saturday morning for our International Divine Intervention Day program. And if you choose to bypass that, we'll be back here next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Well, actually, we'll find out if our audience wants to have a show next week, because it is Thanksgiving. So listen, if we decide not to, I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and happy holiday season, happy Thanksgiving. God bless you all, and thank you all for joining us on tonight's show. I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Walker.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Great closing, Benny from the block.
Great closing, Benny. And good night, everyone. God bless you all, Pastor Earl, Dr. Walker, and all the co-hosts. God bless you all. Good night. Rachel.
God bless you, Sister Marjorie. Happy Thanksgiving, Sister Marjorie.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Pastor, and everyone. Thank you. God bless you all.